man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Country Welcome to the show, folks. Survive. This is your country boy up here in North Dakota, James Kelso. The show, the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. Here on July 18th, 2023. That sound you hear every time I lean back to look at my weather station. For the pertinent information, it is Tuesday night and the show is live, as is always evident. You can call in at 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. 8252. And the having dispensed with the preliminaries, let us launch off here. And I can see that the number one news item that you want to know about as regards the Trump phenomenon is this post right here by Donald Trump. So I'm going to read to you right now. And this is a it's a long post, but not a interminably long one, and it is fascinating, the whole thing. This is what the president wrote us today, earlier this morning, and it starts with the letter, word, wow. So that's kind of where it's going. It's a statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States, and he begins this way. So let me make sure I'm situated, and I've got seated comfortably here, because you want to be focused through this message here. Our president says to us this morning on, let's see, when did he write this? He wrote this, yeah, this morning, right around breakfast time. Wow. On Sunday night, while I, Donald Trump, was with my family, having just arrived from the Turning Point event in Florida, where I won the straw poll against all other Republican candidates with 85.7%. And I'm gonna stick in some Kelso interjections here. I'll try to differentiate the tone of voice. You can tell when it's Trump talking, and when it's a bumbling idiot, you know, it's me talking. 85.7% in a straw poll, folks. That's well nigh 100%. Nobody in a presidential straw poll at a major Republican event a year and, let's see, a year and 4 months before the vote is going to get 100%. That isn't possible. Somebody's going to always vote for Alfred E. Newman or, Batman. Somebody's going to vote for somebody else. 85, 86%. That's unbelievable. That is unanimity among Republicans that Donald Trump, I mean, real Republicans, that's the only kind of people that were at the Turning Point event. With 85.7, let's call it 86%, with all polls showing me leading by very substantial numbers, almost everyone predicting that I will be the Republican nominee for president. And as I am leading Democrat Joe Biden in the polls by a lot, horrifying news in all caps, horrifying news for our country was given to me by my attorneys. Deranged Jack Smith, the prosecutor, just click over here for just a second. The deranged prosecutor with Joe Biden's Department of Justice sent a letter. Again, it was Sunday night. So a letter sent Sunday night that I am a target, in all caps, of the January 6th grand jury investigation. And giving me a very short 4 days to report to the grand jury, which almost always means an arrest and indictment. Now let that sink in, ladies and gentlemen. Sunday night, the 45th president of the United States, given by a nobody, Jack Smith, a nobody, a criminal attorney, a criminal prosecutor. I don't mean criminal. He prosecutes crimes. I mean he commits crimes. He's been reversed unanimously by this U.S. Supreme Court even before it became, even before the Donald Trump Supreme Court. Let me continue. I could digress endlessly within this letter. So now, Joe Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland, who I turned down for the United States Supreme Court, in retrospect, based on his corrupt and unethical actions, a very wise decision, together with Joe Biden's Department of Injustice, have effectively issued a third indictment and arrest of Joe Biden's number one political opponent, who is largely dominating him in the race for the presidency. Nothing like this has ever happened in our country before, or even close. Let these all sink in, folks, and share this letter, read this letter to your kids. I mean, this is big stuff. This is very big stuff. They illegally spied on my campaign. Now, this is going to be a long litany here. Crimes that people like Jack Smith committed. And it's not a complete list. It's just touches the lowlights of the crimes against Trump. They illegally spied on my campaign. That's treason. Attacked me with a totally fake dossier, treason, that was funded by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC, treason. Impeached me twice. I won. They failed on the Mueller witch hunt. No collusion. Treason. They failed on the Russia hoax. Treason. The 51, quote, these are ironic quotes, quote, intelligence, unquote, agents, fraud, that was treason. That was one that Clapper and Brennan signed. The FBI Twitter files, treason. The Department of Justice Facebook censorship, treason. And every other scam imaginable. But on top, and the word treason was interjected every time by me. But on top of all of that, they have now effectively indicted me 3 times. The Department of Justice staffed and runs the DA's office in Manhattan with a probable 4th coming from Atlanta, where the DOJ are in strict and possibly illegal coordination with the district attorney, whose record on murder and other violent crime is abysmal. This witch hunt is all about election interference and a complete and total political weaponization of law enforcement. It is a very sad and dark period for our nation. Now, here's another, this is a Kelso thought that I'm going to interject. The president has come up with the term election interference. He's so deft with his wordmanship. He's probably already searched for another term he can use than election interference. I hope there's a more powerful phrase than election interference. Election interference sounds like patty cake. Sounds like, obstruction of access or, something. It sounds like a misdemeanor. This is election interference, of course, but it's so much more. This is rigging the election. This is election rigging. I'd call it election rigging. They're rigging the election again. And election rigging is what it is. That's a more powerful word. Mr. President, if you listen to your own show, the Trump Phenomenon Show, or if anybody who has the president's ears listening, tell him that out from the hinterlands here, from the peanut gallery, the Trump Phenomenon radio show is recommending substituting for the word election interference, election rigging. And it reinforces the fact that 2020 was rigged. It was rigged. It wasn't interfered with. It was rigged. And this is every bit as much rigging as 2020's various forms of rigging were, which included some of this lawfare was being committed in 2020. Now, returning to the president. Under the United States Constitution, I have the right to protest an election that I am fully convinced was rigged and stolen. That's another term that could be used, election theft. Election theft. Just as the Democrats have done against me in 2016, and many others have done over the ages. But the Democrats have gone much further than has ever happened before. They cheated on the elections. Rather than looking at the cheaters, the weaponized DOJ and FBI target and harass those who complain about the cheaters and the massive fraud that took place. The prosecutor involved in this case, and likewise the Boxes hoax, the Manhattan and Atlanta district attorneys, the New York AG, etc., has been overturned unanimously in the Supreme Court. The pathetic Jack Smith was unanimously overturned in the Supreme Court. I mean, that's kind of embarrassing, isn't it? Unanimous, even the liberals on the court overturned Jack Smith as being out of line, not needing disbarment, frankly. He, Jack Smith, headed and caused the Lois Lerner IRS scandal. That's another one. And failed miserably in his prosecution of John Edwards. That was Governor John Edwards, where the case was forced to be dropped. Along with, that was I don't remember the particulars of the John Edwards. That might have been, was that a case in which he had over a girlfriend or something? Something pathetic. Where the case was forced to be dropped, along with numerous other, but it ended his political career, along with numerous other catastrophes. He, that's Jack Smith, has had a vicious, and that's he truly is vicious, and you can see it on his face. Look at his picture and tell me you don't see a killer there, a vicious legal killer, has had a vicious but disastrous career and is a known biased and obsessed Trump hater as is his family. Whether it's their failure to mention the Presidential Records Act, prosecutorial misconduct, their dominance of the Manhattan DA, including the fact that a Hillary Clinton lawyer, Mark Pomerantz, left a top Democrat law firm run by Chuck Schumer's brother to join the DA's office and become a prosecutor against me, and then quit against all rules, regulations, and laws when the office would not prosecute. He wrongfully wrote a book while working at the office and is now under scrutiny. This is Pomerantz. I know this is complex, folks, but what they've done to him is incredibly intricate. That this is an incredible essay by the president. Or a perfect phone call made to many lawyers and the Secretary of State without any protestation of my call, because nothing that was said was wrong. It was clearly a complaint about an election. These are all hoaxes and scams made up to stop me from fighting for the American people. Then in all caps, but I will never stop. This has been a never-ending fight from the day I came down the escalator in Trump Tower many years ago. What was that? It was like the second week of July, 2015. So interesting that in this case, the information was delivered to me on a Sunday night. When do they do that, huh? On a Sunday night. Less than 24 hours after I suggested during a major speech, that was the fantastic speech he gave on Saturday at Turning Point Action Conference in Miami, in West Palm Beach. During a major speech, that the federal government assume control of a filthy, unsanitary, neglected, and crime-ridden Washington, D.C., where murder and violent crime are rampant and people no longer want to go to our nation's capital. And yet, that is where Biden's Department of Justice actually wants my trial to take place. Now think about that, folks. A trial of the most hated man on earth by the denizens, the mutants who inhabit the District of Criminals. So you send, they want to send our president, elected by we, the people, out here in middle America, out here in real America, by real Americans. They want to force him under arrest to a kangaroo court of Washington, D.C. monsters with the power to incarcerate him for, you know, for decades. But all they have to do is incarcerate him for 1 year or 2 years or even 6 months. It effectively ends the Trump campaign. It ends Donald Trump's chance to be president again for the third time. Then returning to the president, he says, and yet that is where Biden's Department of Justice actually wants my trial to take place, all because they think, especially after my strong words of a federal takeover at the speech, a D.C. jury will do whatever they want. Very unfair. Now think about that. A D.C. jury would be selected from people residing in the District of Criminals. Now the president just proposed that the federal government take over control of the District of Criminals, take it away from the totally corrupt government they now have, which they love. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Still last 10 years, like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We're back, folks. Let me get my chat board up here in case one of you would like to call in at 512-248-8252. Let me put up, I'll let my engineer, Julie, let her know that we're watching here. I can get to your call right away if you do call in. That was those two messages. Were this morning at 8 o'clock this morning at breakfast at breakfast this morning. Unbelievable. Now here's one. A few hours later, 3 hours later, the president sent this message in all caps. Witch hunt, 3 exclamation marks. Crooked Joe Biden and his Injustice Department want to indict and arrest. And that's what it, folks, that's what it means. When you're ordered to appear before a grand jury, you've been arrested. and you've been indicted. They don't interview you. They do that, but that's a request. If they inform you that you are to report to a grand jury, that means the grand jury has decided you're guilty. And remember, in a grand jury, talk about misuse of the law in America. What's a grand jury? It sounds like it's completely unfair, and in a way it is. But a grand jury, if you're the target, and grand juries have targets, if you're the target of a grand jury, you're not informed of that fact. No lawyer is allowed to be there for you. You're not aware it's even happening. You're not represented at the grand jury. So a grand jury is a varying number of people, you know, like it could be a dozen people who are listening to a prosecutor, in this case Jack Smith, a persecutor, saying every imaginable vile thing about you, presenting false lies, I guess every lie is false, defaming you, besmirching you, and accusing you of things you didn't do with evidence that is fabricated. And there's no contrary opinion offered. There's no rebuttal. Then the prosecutor says, okay, now you grand jurors, go in the other room and vote. Go talk among yourselves and vote on whether we should return an indictment. So this grand jury will then issue an indictment to try this target, this poor victim of your injustice, in front of a jury where he will have a chance to have an attorney and defend himself. So the he's effectively been arrested and told you in 4 days you show up, we're going to indict you, and you're under arrest. The president of the United States, by a cheap little punk himself, a disgrace to the country, appointed by another disgrace, Merrick Garland, to the country, appointed by yet another disgrace. And they're going to arrest. I mean, this is, folks, this is turd world, not third world. This is turd world living. This is not America. This is not the U.S. of A. This is not your grandpappy's country or your grandmama. This is a different place. And remember, if they can do that to the 45th president of the United States, what can they do to the rest of us mere mortals? If they can do this to someone who has as many attorneys as he can, if it would save him from this trouble, Donald Trump can hire 100 attorneys. He has the wherewithal to do that. How much wherewithal do you, listening to my voice, how much oomph, how much horsepower do you have to hire an attorney if Jack Smith goes after you and orders you to report from your home, wherever you are, within the United States, to report to his grand jury in Washington, D.C. And you have to get on a plane at your expense and show up and get arrested. How many attorneys did you say you could hire? Depending how you are, how you're situated in this audience, I can guess the number. It's somewhere in the range of 0 to 1. If you're very well off, you can hire one attorney to fly with you to Washington, D.C. Man-made hell. We'll be right back after this break.
Like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
All right, we're back, folks. Surfing around. You can hear me surfing around there. Son of a gun. All right, let's read more that the president has posted to us today. This is kind of a repeat summary of what he just posted a few hours earlier at breakfast. Witch hunt. Let's see, never happened in our country before, and in the middle of a campaign, ? Election interference and prosecutorial misconduct, ! The master of pithy language, piercing language, he should come up with a stronger term than election interference and prosecutorial misconduct. That's a strong word to attorneys in the legal profession, but to misconduct sounds like you were pulling the girl's hair in the hallway. It doesn't convey to the public the seriousness of what we're talking about here, the criminal nature of it, the un-American nature of it, the treasonous nature. Let me hit refresh here and see what the All right, let's look at more of what the president has said today since that amazing appearance. Remember, he followed Tucker. He just completely cleaned the clock of the nobodies running against him. I like the downfall of Mike Pence. It was Tucker who preceded the president on Saturday, and as I mentioned, you heard me say it last night, an unbelievable accolade, roaring audience. And I think if Tucker Carlson had been on the list of potential vice presidents for Donald Trump, Carrie Lake is the one who won that poll. She's won it at three successive straw polls in a row, taken at events, large events. I think if Tucker, I love Carrie Lake, but if Tucker were put on there based on the audience reaction to his appearance on the stage, Tucker would just sweep it. And I think Tucker, I am saying here and now on this show, I said it, was it 2 years ago? Was it 3 years ago? I said it, Tucker for VP. Might have been 3 years ago. That's a long time. And I said it clearly on this show, Tucker is the best VP choice for Donald Trump in 2024. And now I'm saying it again. There are several things that make him just such a brilliant choice. And I'm not making any kind of a invidious comparison with anybody else, because all these other candidates, like Carrie Lake, is brilliant, beautiful, handsome. In the case, I won't call Tucker beautiful, he's handsome, but he is a genius of a world historical caliber. He's a genius on the order of other world historical genius. There's Isaac Newton's not just a physicist. The guy who discovered the laws of motion, all of them, by himself, in his spare time. He spent most of his time on theology. People don't know that. Isaac Newton spent more time on religion than he did on physics. So in his spare time, he discovered all the laws of physics, which are still all the laws of physics. One guy. Did he even have a laboratory or any, you know, did he have a staff even sitting there in his study? Was it Cambridge or Oxford where the apple tree, the legendary apple tree was, where the legendary apple fell, illustrating laws of motion when it plopped on the ground? Tucker Carlson is a world historic genius. But think of others. Kepler in astronomy. Beethoven in music. There are certain people that aren't just really, really good. They aren't just better than the competition. They're on another order of magnitude. Tucker is that way. His thinking is incredible. We need that thinking. We need a guy who can outsmart the devils arrayed against us. We need somebody who's multiple times smarter than our enemies. That's Tucker Carlson. We need a guy who is very, very electable, very, very attractive, very much a family man, little kids, loving father, brilliant in everything, you know, handsome as the Dickens, fit, healthy, moral. Wow. I mean, whatever, any quality you can come up with, Tucker has it in spades. He's the choice. And now, get this. Here's the clincher, folks. Whoever Donald Trump selects as his running mate in 2024 is our, you could say, only hope for another Patriot presidency in 2028. That person has the whole head of steam. And wouldn't you like to have Tucker Carlson? Have you heard any of Tucker Carlson's recent speeches? If you haven't, you've missed out. Wouldn't you dream of having that man as the president of the country for your children? And he is so compelling. I think he would be a two-term president. Can you imagine Tucker Carlson from 2028 to 2036? Wow. Can you imagine that year? Can you, in the year 2036, if you're still alive. Wow, remember that song? That with altered lyrics? right here. Hey, somebody please form a group. Tucker for VP. Tucker in 24. Not for presidency, of course, in 24, for VP, for running mate. And that is the launch platform to his candidacy in 28. All right, let's go back to the president. I just wanted to make that clear. We've been urging Tucker Carlson, and I've been playing Tucker pieces and bits and quoting him for how many years? And it's only gotten better and better and better. Tucker Carlson is clearly on an arc of evolution, of continuous deepening and extension of his thinking to the point where anybody, any of you out there that are like any of you super geniuses out there, when you listen to Tucker Carlson, geniuses recognize geniuses. That's a given. That's really obvious. If you're a genius out there and you listen to a recent Tucker Carlson oration, you know you're listening to someone. You're not looking, your eyes are looking at best straight at Tucker, but more likely slightly, your gaze is turned slightly upwards at someone who actually outclasses you. That's how impressive. For all you geniuses out there, this is what Tucker Carlson looks like to you, if you're being honest. All right, let's see. Here's a great post by the president. It's a good graphic that he puts up. He says, let's face it. The president retruthed it. It was posted by Cat Turd, who is a really good poster on truthsocial.com. Cat Turd. and his avatar is a picture of a fluffy white cat wearing shades. And he says, let's face it, says Cat Turd, the primary is over, Trump 2024. And it shows a picture of Melania in one of those devastating outfits that she wears, standing next to the president in front of the Capitol as during his presidency, during some, maybe a 4th of July celebration or something, there's a flyover of a whole bunch of Air Force or naval aviation planes flying over in formation, streaming red, white, and blue smoke coming right over the top of the White House. And then photoshopped into the picture is a picture of Cat Turd flying by flying by the formation with a little plane piloted by a dog. And he's just saying, "Hey, it's over." And he's waving at Melania and the president. "It's over." And that isn't that what we said yesterday? It's over. As they say in New Jersey, forget about it. Okay. Cat Turd posts again, "Turn out the lights, the party's over." And he cites some different polls and so on. This one poll, this most recent poll, where DeSantis has dipped down to 14%, and Ramaswamy is now challenging him with 7%, and Ramaswamy is ahead of Pence, Haley, Christie, Asa Hutchinson, and Doug. I just remembered my governor's first name, Doug Burgum, who's at 0%. Go, Doug. Go, North Dakota. 0%. I wonder how many millions of his money and his slush fund backers, his rhino backers, he spent. But Ramaswamy is now pulling up on DeSantis, who's dropping. DeSantis drops while Ramaswamy soars. He's up to 7%. Those two lines are going to cross on the graph. Raheem Kassam, one of the most prestigious pollsters in the country, he says, "I told you so." He said, as a pollster, he's looking at the numbers and the trajectory and the trends, and he says DeSantis is going to dip down to 10%. So Ramaswamy's only got to make up 3 to pull neck and neck with DeSantis. Okay, here's one the president posted. This is good. This is a fun one. Cat Turd posts this. These are great photoshops, but it's significant. Who knows who Cat Turd is? Who's ever, you know, he's great, but nobody, he's an inside joke. Nobody knows who he is. But when the president reposts, retruths any post by anybody, it becomes very, very important worldwide. So this is one that Cat Turd put together of four. It's a Photoshop of 4 living quarters. And it's headlined "Pictures of Crack Houses." And so 3 of the pictures are what you think of as a crack house in the ghetto, and with all the trash on the floor and the holes in the walls and the broken furniture and ripped up chairs and paraphernalia. The 4th picture in the montage is the current White House, the view from the lawn. Is it the South Lawn and the fountain there? I've never been in the White House. I've been everywhere else in Washington, D.C., but I never got you can get it from your Congress critter, who's a Democrat, or your congressman or woman, if they're Republicans. They can give you a free pass to tour the White House. I don't know how long the wait is. I don't know whether you want to with Biden in there, but, I mean, it's so much rich history. And, of course, these are the hallowed walls that were walked by Donald Trump. And George Washington, let's see, Washington, I don't think ever, the White House was first occupied in maybe Washington's second term, or was it Adams? Who was the first president to occupy the White House? Good question. I'm embarrassed that I've forgotten. All right. The president posting to all of us today, he says, and he's bringing up another Cat Turd post. So I think the president may have an idea as to who Cat Turd is, because he really likes him. And the president writes this as a preface to another cat turd post. The Republican Party, says Donald Trump, must get tough now. This is the strong sentiment that's flowing through the veins of patriots. And then in all caps with three exclamation marks, do something. And he's referring to the pukes that are the Republican Party in Washington, D.C. Do something. Actually, throw somebody in jail. Find somebody. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard. Can be a fool. A man is hard to be. I went through life, my ways were fast, and many times I played. I found my thoughts had washed away the truth in what she said. Any man can be a fool.
one is hard to be. Any man can be a fool, but what will be will be.
Okay, we're back, folks. All right, now, are you strapped in? Are you seated? Stop moving around. Put stuff down that you might drop or someone might hurt somebody. So sit back in your chair. Fasten your seatbelt if you have one. Listen to the next message from the president of the from your president. The greatest man in American history, the titan of our times. And I'm reading it now for the first time. I missed this somehow. The man is so prolific. Who can keep up with him? All right, here it is. So the president is re-truthing, a.k.a. retweeting. He's retruthing Cat Turd, the aforementioned now famous Cat Turd. to look more at him, about what he has 1.07 million followers on Truth Social. And he has a podcast, actually, called In the Litter Box. Oh, all right. So, the president writes this as his preface ahead of the most breathtaking post you're going to hear in recent time. Oh, my goodness, we're out. Oh, come on, we're out of time. This is unforgivable. I can't read this post. And you've got to come back tomorrow night to hear this post. And I'm not being foul-mouthed. I just want to say that the key word in the post repeatedly is the word... No, I'm not even going to say it. Well, chicken something. Chicken something having to do with animal feces. You will want to hear it. I promise you I'll start the show tomorrow night. I'll read this two or three times. You are going to love it. See you tomorrow night. And be well. So long till then.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.